Aurelia, Creative Nomad Studios in downtown Aurelia, became the setting for a powerful and emotional conversation Wednesday morning, as cameras rolled on the latest segment of Scapegoat. The transpositive family documentary aims to humanize and uplift the voices of Canada's two LGBTQ+ communities. The filming brought together celebrated advocate and fashion disruptor Miles Sexton and family advocate Christine Newman for a heartfelt dialogue on family, resilience, and the urgency of standing up against rising anti-trans rhetoric across Canada. "It's now more important than ever to share lived experiences for gender-diverse people," said Sexton, who recently relocated to Wabaushin after more than a decade in Toronto. "The hate is getting so loud, and we need to push back with empathy, love and truth." Sexton's segment focused on the power of visibility, particularly in smaller communities like Aurelia, where trans and non-binary individuals are less likely to be represented. "We make up less than 3% of the population," they explained. "So, if you don't know a trans person, it's easy to misunderstand them. This documentary helps bridge that gap with real stories." Produced by DFF Productions, Scapegoat is a community-driven project that explores the lived experiences of families with transgender members, highlighting the emotional toll of being politicized and misrepresented in today's climate. Director and producer Aaron Sheedy, an Aurelia native and a parent of trans children, said the project was born out of both frustration and love. "As a parent, it's been incredibly frustrating to watch governments and certain organizations scapegoat our children," Sheedy said. "This documentary is our way of telling the truth, that these families are just like yours. We want people to see the shared humanity and to stop letting fear drive division." The production is being developed in collaboration with PFLAG York Region, a long-standing advocate for two LGBTQ+ families. The organization has played a key role in fundraising and community outreach for the film, which might eventually be shown at festivals and community screenings, and used as an educational tool across Canada. Newman, a longtime educator and speaker, initially hesitated to participate in the project, until her partner's mother convinced her to step back into the spotlight. "I've done a lot of media in Toronto," Newman said. "I was ready to say no, but this is too important, especially now, with what's happening in the States and creeping into Canada. Rights can be wiped out with a stroke of a pen." Newman brings a wealth of experience to the conversation, having lectured at police colleges and universities across the country on topics related to the 2SLGBTQ+ community. "People get so caught up in pronouns and labels, but we all have one thing in common, we're human," she said. "That's where we need to connect." The team behind Scapegoat hopes that by spotlighting real families and their journeys, the film can shift public perception and cut through the noise of misinformation and fear. "It's hard to hate someone you like," Sheedy said. "This is about showing the love, the struggles and the joy of families supporting their trans loved ones, because when it comes down to it, we're all just trying to help our kids grow up safe and happy."